From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. 20 dead in shooting at gay club. A gunman killed 20 people in an Orlando, Florida nightclub early today and wounded dozens more before police stormed the building, fatally shooting the suspect and rescuing club goers trapped inside. An FBI official said the mass shooting is being investigated as an act of terrorism. Orlando Police Chief John Mina told reporters how the case began.
We had an officer working at Pulse Nightclub who responded to shots fired. Our officer engaged in a gun battle with that suspect. The suspect at some point went back inside the club where more shots were fired. This did turn into a hostage situation. From there, obviously multiple officers from various agencies responded. SWAT team responded.
One person who had been in the club said he heard as many as 40 shots. Libya's UN-negotiated unity government is claiming an offensive that's close to driving Islamic State militants from the coastal city of Sirte is evidence it is making progress at last in establishing its credibility. The offensive, which has made rapid advances in the past 3 days, is boosting hopes the struggling government of National Accord may be able to build up a new Libyan army on the back of the success. FIFA, the international governing body of soccer, says idiotic troublemakers caused shameful violence at football games Saturday in two French cities, and the organization strongly condemned the unrest. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille after British and Russian soccer fans brawled in and around the Stade Vélodrome. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News. The International Labor Organization is spearheading a global campaign to stamp out child labor, which victimizes 168 million children worldwide. Lisa Schlein reports from ILO headquarters in Geneva.
Most child labor occurs in production for domestic markets, but children also produce goods and services for export. It mainly occurs in the rural and informal economy. Director General of the International Labor Organization, Guy Ryder, says the combined efforts of governments, employers, workers' unions, and consumers are needed to end this nefarious practice. He says enterprises need to be vigilant to ensure their supply chains are free of child labor. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Philippine President Benigno Aquino today appealed to Filipinos to defend their freedom and democracy and remain vigilant as he warned the horrors of martial law under the late Ferdinand Marcos could happen again.
Kung hindi tayo magiging mapagmatsyag, maaari itong mangyari ulit. Ngayon papasok tayo sa panibagong kabanata.
Aquino spoke as the country began the 118th Independence Day celebration. As the Philippines prepares for a change in leadership, some people fear Aquino's successor, Rodrigo Duterte, could take a more authoritarian path. Authorities in southern China say at least 3 people are missing and thousands of other people have been trapped in their homes since floods inundated villages in Qinghai Province late last week. The local weather bureau says massive rainstorms saturated the region with as much as 13.4 centimeters of rain, causing landslides in some areas, cutting off power, and making roads impassable. Officials say emergency crews have been called in to clear roads and evacuate residents. A search and rescue operation is also underway. In the race to become the next U.S. president, Republican candidate Donald Trump had harsh words for both Democrats and Republicans at rallies in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Tampa, Florida Saturday. He said, "I'd like to see the Republican leadership be very strong, very smart, and you got to be cool." It was a warning to Republican leaders that party members run the risk of losing seats in the House of Representatives and the Senate. "I'm going to win, but a lot of other people are not," Trump said. In Tampa, where Trump hugged an American flag to demonstrate his love for his country, Democratic rival Hillary Clinton came under the usual fire for her use of emails as Secretary of State and was attacked as Crooked Hillary. But former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney was also belittled as a stone-cold loser for his refusal to endorse Trump. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.